this is what my Be Aware is about. I want to read from you an exact script of what Mitt Romney said on a call just yesterday to his donors, his major contributors. Mm-hmm. A Republican presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, is telling top donors that President Obama won re-election because of the gifts he had already provided to blacks, Hispanics, and young voters, and because of the president's effort to paint Romney as anti-immigrant. Quote, the president's campaign, if you will, focused on giving targeted groups a big gift, Romney said in a call to donors on Wednesday. He made a big effort on small things. Romney said his campaign, in contrast, had been about big issues for the whole country. He said he faced problems as a candidate because he was getting beat up by the Obama campaign and that the debates allowed him to come back. In the call, Romney didn't acknowledge any major missteps, such as his 47% remarks, widely viewed as denigrating nearly half of the Americans, his lack of support for the auto bailout, his call for illegal immigrants to self-deport, or his change in position on abortion, gun control, and other issues. He also didn't address the success or failure of the campaign strategy on focusing on the economy in the face of some improvement in employment and economic growth during the months leading up to Election Day. Obama won the popular vote by about 3.5 million votes and won the Electoral College vote by a wide margin, 332 to 206 electoral votes. Exit polls conducted for the Associated Press and Television Network showed that Obama led Romney by 11 percentage points among women and won better than 7 of 10 Hispanic voters and more than 9 of 10 black voters. Romney called his loss to Obama a disappointing result that he and his team had not expected, but he said he believed his team had run a superb campaign. He was trying to turn his thoughts to the future, but he can't because it's hard to put the past behind. Let me share something to you.
Wow.
This is the danger of the Republican Party. They have a specialty attitude, like it's an all-white party. And it's not. It's not true. See, this can't be about all white and you exclude everybody else. See, this is the delusional part about the Republican Party that they're not going to ever be able to recover from unless they change their position. They try to gain favor with white voters to create an air of superiority. But this is all of our country. It ain't just white people's, the ones you're talking about, Romney. It's just not white people's country. It's all of our country. And the truth is, the majority of voters who voted were white, and a huge number of voters, white voters, voted for the president and not you. But let me ask you something, Mr. Romney. If you and your party don't speak to the concerns of all people, what do you want those people to do? Let's talk about the blacks, the Hispanics, and the young voters. You want their vote based on what? But like Ms. Ann said, let me point out a couple things for you. You also lost in Oregon, Washington, your home state, Massachusetts, Nevada, Colorado, Wyoming, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, which your boy Paul Ryan is from, New Hampshire, I don't know a lot of blacks up there, New Mexico, Iowa, and the list goes on and on and on. So the delusional part about this man and what I was hoping might happen is, like President Obama said, he was going to reach out to him, but you can't reach out to a guy that thinks like this. And the Republican Party, the conservative Tea Party movement, acts like this is their country and we're giving them stuff. But can I remind them something? When you landed on Plymouth Rock and you were dying from disease, hunger, and cold, did not someone help you? Did not someone teach you how to eat, how to cook, what to plant, how to stay warm, how to skin? Did not someone help your forefathers? So that this country could even exist in the beginning. So we cannot as a country forget the little man. We cannot as a country forget the people who need a hand up. This ain't a handout, it's a hand up. You must remember the poor. You gotta remember the less fortunate. Because see, but if you've never been poor, Mr. Romney, like Steve Harvey and so many other people, you don't know that with a couple of breaks here and there, you can make it. This is what our country is. Here's the problem with the Republican Party. This is a country. This ain't a country club.
Woo! There you go.
This ain't select membership, partner. This is a country of all people. And I think everybody who voted the right way, white, black, Hispanic, yellow, brown, green, blue, you 3 million, 3.5 million votes, you lost, man.
That's my uncle right there.
Get your tail out your mouth.
My uncle right there.